Good morning. It's the 11th of November. Our New Testament reading today is Acts chapter 27. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Whittaker's book once again, and the section I've chosen deals with the passage from verse 27 onwards. I read, "The sailors, thinking to ensure their own safety at the expense of all the rest, hit on the device of pretending that the ship would be more secure if also more anchors were lowered at a cable's length from the bow. To fulfil this phony intention, the ship's boat was lowered, and the men were about to clamber into it when Paul, seeing through their selfish deception, intervened. 'There is no safety for the rest of you,' he said to the centurion in the hearing of the soldiers, 'unless these men stay on board.' Not that the boat was going to be much use for the saving of nearly 300 people, but when it came to handling the ship in the last vital hour or two, perhaps the nautical know-how of the sailors would be all important." In comprehension of this situation, the centurion was only a step behind Paul. It needed, then, only a nod from him, and some of his men drew their swords and slashed through the ropes so that within seconds the boat was swept away into the darkness. Although these seamen did not at all realise the fact, Paul had actually saved their lives, for had not the angel of the Lord said to him, "God hath granted thee all them that sail with thee," their separate effort at gaining safety would infallibly have meant the destruction of all who tried to get away in that boat. Then, with daylight still an hour or two away, Paul set about the task of raising the morale of all on board. "Consider," he said to the whole company, "you have now gone 2 full weeks with only an occasional improvised bite of food. Now is your last opportunity to get some nourishment. I've told you already, and now I say it again, there is no ground for fear at all. We shall every one of us come through unscathed. I have the word of the God of Israel for this. So let go your anxiety and eat some food." In the spirit of his own exhortation, he forthwith took some of the dry ship's biscuit, and before them all he gave thanks to God for it. Then, solemnly breaking it, he handed portions to his brethren standing by. It was a deliberate imitation of the Last Supper, an expression of faith that through one all were to be saved. Who outside Paul's own coterie saw it in that light? But that was how the memory stuck in Luke's mind, and it may be taken as certain that a great many out of that considerable number said their Amen of personal thanks to the God who had so graciously promised them a seemingly impossible salvation. The ship's purser knew that there were 276 people on board. Now a roll call was taken to make sure that no one had already been lost overboard. This would facilitate a further check when, in accordance with Paul's firm assurance, they came through to land. The last hour of night was taken up with dumping the rest of the wheat cargo. It was important to lighten the ship in the hope of running her as close to shore as possible. Eventually, the professional soldier's instinct was to kill all the prisoners rather than lose them to freedom. For if some escaped the wreck and got away, would not they, the soldiers, be answerable with their own lives? But the centurion would have none of this, for by this time he respected Paul, not only as a fine Roman citizen, but also as a valued personal friend. So, specially to save Paul, he curtly forbade this drastic action. They made it to shore. 276, not a soul lost, and after their fashion, they uttered their thanks to the God Paul had declared unto them. Thank you for listening.